From the UK
to the USA,
you're rocking with the EC Twins.
How you doing, guys? This is the EC Twins podcast,
episode 4.
We seem to have a special guest today. Harper seems to have wanted to join in. We'll just get straight to it. These are basically free-form conversations, light-hearted, but we always try and have a central theme. Today's theme, Alistair?
Today's theme is why our jobs aren't coming back. And when we say our jobs, that's our particular job isn't coming back anytime soon, I don't think. And anybody in our industry?
Our industry isn't coming out. And by our industry, we don't specifically mean music, but we mean live events. So that could be sporting events, football, baseball, and large gatherings. It could be conferences, exhibitions, or it could be concerts and musical events.
Yeah, festivals. And even when you look at, like, okay, they had a UFC event this weekend, right. And it's like, yeah, sure. The people are like, well, UFC's back. It's like, yeah, but there were no staff there. There were no people to put you to your seats, ticket collectors, the people who sell the tickets to the show, bar staff, you know.
The people who, the roadies, the people who sell merch, the vendors, the food vendors, the agents, the managers, a lot of those people in this industry right now are not able to make any money. It's not like they can improvise and set up home delivery or curbside pickup. There are millions of people in our industry that are completely out of work, earning zero money right now. And it's important to talk about that because I think a few people... whenever you see these rollouts, they'll be like stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, and you're like...
Yeah, and then you see, what's it called? The Hollywood Bowl is postponed until 2021.
What was that? I didn't read that.
Hollywood Bowl has just cancelled all shows in 2020.
Is that what that was? Because I'm sick of reading terrified. Just before I came up here, I read an article that said the stay-at-home order is postponed indefinitely, and it kind of went viral in Los Angeles.
The stay-at-home order, by the way, is a suggestion. It's not an order. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just a headline, guys. Read the fucking story.
Yeah, everybody's posting it going, oh, God, here goes. And as usual, they've read it's...
The clickbait headline.
Correct. It's a bait and switch. It's like, read the article. And all the article says is that a lot of government officials are suggesting it's healthier to stay
at home. It's always safer to stay at home. You know what I mean? It's always safer. I've been going out on my bicycle in the middle of nowhere. I've been staying away from people, but obesity is around the corner for me, so I've been riding my bicycle.
Just as dangerous as any coronavirus.
Yeah, I need to keep myself in shape, so I've been riding my bicycle in the middle of nowhere, away from people, and that is way more dangerous than me staying at home.
So. Absolutely. Well, the chances of you getting hit on the head and killed by a fucking coconut.
There's a lot. I don't know the statistics of people getting killed by a coconut. I will find them and I'll flash them up for our YouTube people. But there are a lot of people each year get killed by falling coconuts. And in New York, a lot of people get killed by falling air conditioners. You know, those
air conditioning units that mounted onto the window.
We saw that once in San Francisco.
Yeah, there was blood all over the floor in an air conditioning unit. Ugh. So your chances of getting killed by a coconut falling on your head or slipping on a banana peel and...
That's not to say before they start jumping down our throats, though, that there's nothing to be scared of and you should all just go steaming back out.
No.
It's just that we're just talking facts here.
Well, that's the thing. If you're a rationally minded human being, as I like to believe that...
There's not many of them, Mark, but...
Well, that's a good point. But I like to believe that deep down inside, at least 70% of us are rationally minded and will listen to us who are just willing to hear out anybody's opinion either side.
What I'm willing to hear is all information. I'm willing to hear information from any side. And as I said to people this week, if you want to go out and risk it and, you know, go down the beach or wherever people go, that's up to you. I understand. I respect it. Personally, I'm going to stay at home and stay away from people.
Just wait and see what happens to you, like.
Yeah. But if you want to stay at home and you want to lock yourself in, I also respect that. But just stop shouting at each other, you know. Like, let's share information and work out a solution.
I've been thinking about our opinions on things.
Right.
And I think...
Well, our opinions are fluid, though, Mark. Everybody else's opinion seems to be fixed. This is my opinion's fluid, you know. When it first came along, I'll be honest with you, I I was one of those people who was like, this coronavirus, better lower its voice around me. It isn't shit. I'm not scared of it. And I, you know, now I've got
You've
all these...
had dangerous STDs that...
I've had so many STDs. I've had open heart surgery. I've had, you know, better lower. I'm not scared of that shit. I was one of those guys.
And then as soon as they put the lockdowns on order, you was the opposite guy.
Yeah, so the lockdown was on order. I was on the phone to my brother, buy all the toilet paper. I'm joking.
No, but you did tell me, like, have you got enough food? I'm like, dude.
You're like, shut the fuck up. I've got enough food. I'm like, yeah, you want to go to the grocery store? There's nothing on the shelves. Yeah. So now I'm sitting there on like 47 tins of soup that I'll probably never eat.
But what I was thinking is our opinions are so balanced and we're thoughtful. We're thoughtful people.
We think, guys. We think, we read information. Our minds change as the...
Given new information.
Yeah. An opinion is different than a fact. Give me a fact and my opinion will change. Whereas I give some people facts and no, their opinion stays the same.
So what?
Here's a fact. And no, I'm sticking to my opinion. Okay, you ignorant bastard.
So what I was thinking is, for these people who do have these fixed opinions, because let's just say this. It seems to be... That the far right have adopted it's all a government hoax.
Okay.
And we're sure that it doesn't even exist.
Okay.
And the far
that's
left...
Not, that's not true.
And the far left has decided that it's the end of humanity completely. And if you don't sit in your home in a hazmat suit, that you're
endangering the humanity.
And these, on both of these sides... seem to be, and I don't know why they've aligned it, but I don't know how politics got involved with that.
Yeah,
because
I'm beyond politics.
Yeah. I don't know how the colour of a tie and got involved in whether you think a virus is real.
Probably
or
where
not.
They're getting their information from is what it is, Mike. It's where they're getting their information from. So they don't, you understand, you get your information from both sides. They just... The right gets their information from the likes of Fox News.
Well, I try to avoid both of those sides, if I'm honest. I try to just look at the numbers.
Well, that's what I say. We look at numbers. We look at facts and figures. But what you're talking about one side's getting their information from CNN and one side's getting their information from Fox News. And they're the two
ultimately, when you get down to it...
They're not reading facts.
Aren't both of those sides just dependent upon viewers and commercials? So ultimately, when it comes to all the important issues, like... World War, healthcare, what? They're on the same side.
Yeah, no, they're not doing anything
same,
about that.
There's the same side. So, but what I'm saying is, if you belong to one of those camps where your opinions are fixed, and any opinion that even questions, or any facts that even question what your opinion is, upset you and cause you to want somebody to be silenced, or taken down, or banned. Because they have opinion that is subversive to your own, I think we're going to upset everybody on those sides.
I've got this miraculous way of being able to upset the people who want to stay at home and upset the people who want to go out. I'm just like, all I care about is like, give me your information, you know, give me your information. Don't share it. Like you said, they're sharing a headline. Oh, LA extends stay-at-home order indefinitely. Well, what does that mean? That just means they suggest you stay at home.
It's a safer-at-home order. I could tell you that you're safer at home.
Yeah, you're always, most of the time you're safer at home unless you slip in the shower. You know what I mean? I don't know what to tell you guys.
Well, and ultimately there's the other side to the argument, Alistair. You could stay at home and end up dying anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't suggest anything to anybody. Do what you want. Just stop fucking shouting at everybody.
Here's what
stop shouting at everybody and at the very least, can you stop shouting at me? Because I won't shout back.
Here's what I suggest, if anybody's open to taking my suggestions, who the hell am I? But what I suggest is calm down, relax, stop applying an ego, because that's all a political belief is.
Not even going to talk politics.
But stop applying that and just listen to one another. Listen to one another. Because what you see is it is very hard.
Well, what it's all driven on though, Mike, because I spoke to my neighbour and my neighbour was like, this is terrible, this is terrible. I said, do you know anybody who's sick? No, I don't. Do you know anybody who's died? No, me neither. No, Mark. Thank God. My other neighbour. No, anybody. I don't know anybody. So that's surely something we can celebrate. And no. And what it is, they're scared, Mark.
Right.
They're afraid. Just
go of that a little bit. I have one. The only thing I heard is one girl from Scotland said a father passed from it. He was in a hospice.
Passed away.
He was in a hospice and he was dying anyway. And it wasn't like he suffered with it. He went overnight. And even then she was like, I'm not 100% sure it was coronavirus.
I think he died with coronavirus, not from coronavirus.
That's the only person that I know even remotely anywhere near.
By the way, he's 94 years old.
Yeah, near my immediate circle. But it's when you see those fat guys standing outside a government building dressed in military fatigues. They've never been in the military. We call them the gravy seals.
Not the Navy SEALs, the gravy seals.
It's
what do we call them? Meal team.
Meal team six.
Meal team six, yeah.
It's really hard to...
Let me explain that instead of SEAL team
yeah,
six.
Yeah, you don't have to. If you have to explain it, but honestly...
I feel like I have to explain everything nowadays, man. Nobody can get a joke anymore.
Don't. Let there be an intellectual hurdle in there.
Okay, good point. Good point.
But... when you see those type of guys, the optics look wrong. And I'll tell you why the optics look wrong. Because they've gotten to the point where they're carrying a machine gun, they're wearing a mask, and they've chosen to use that to walk up to a government building and demand their minimum wage job back. Now, do I have to fill in the gaps about your alternative sources of revenue?
There's a bank next door. Just go turn up there.
You're carrying a machine gun already. You've got a mask on. You've done the hard part. The bank's down the street. All right, don't go and rob a bank. I don't want to... It's a joke. Like a lot of things on this podcast and in our lives.
Well, I mean, it does come off as serious sometimes, but it is a joke. It's all a joke.
Well, we're dealing with serious issues using humour, but ultimately the common thread is...
a joke.
Common sense.
Yeah, just put this podcast on in the background and listen to us kind of rant and go on. And
right.
It's not a hard thing. You can... call us fools if you want to call us. It's just, we're just bouncing ideas about. Like,
okay, but at the same time, let me just say, in the defense of the Gravy Seals.
Okay, yeah.
That you've got the other people who are at home wearing a mask, screaming at you that that you shouldn't go out the house or you're risking somebody's health. And if you even have an opinion that contradicts theirs, they want you taken down from Twitter and banned from Facebook, and you want every video that even disputes any of the opinions that they have, because they're not facts, the opinions that they have in their minds, they take the video down. And that is the blueprint for fascism. Hey, you disagree with me. We don't want any opposition.
I know, it's like I think we were talking about back in the day, you know, you're watching a TV show where it's some sitcom where the guy comes home and tells his wife he's going to beat her with a mop handle.
To the moon, I don't know what that one was.
It was called The Honeymooners.
Right, our time, obviously, but...
Yeah, The Honeymooners, he kept saying, I'll hit you and I'll...
To the moon, Alice, to the moon.
Yeah, he kept saying he... And there was a laughter track over it, like... But yet they weren't even allowed to show a pregnant woman on that show.
Days, Alice, one of these days.
Yeah, yeah, I know, Ralph, right to the moon.
Really?
Was it
I Love Lucy? All these shows were before
now they're our saying,
time.
Now they're saying...
But was it I Love Lucy who slept in a different bed?
Yeah, they're not allowed to see people sleep in the same bed, whereas now they're saying fuck on goddamn Disney Channel, but...
Did they do that on Disney Channel?
Well, who owns it, the one that the Michael Jordan documentaries are?
I have no idea.
HBO or whatever.
HBO was always
okay,
pushing
the one, the sports channel, ESPN.
ESPN.
Whoever owns them, they're saying fuck on there now and like...
Well, that's good. I trust people who swear.
But yet, you know, if they made a joke and it mentioned, you know, something sexist, they're pulled down. Even if it's a joke, even if they don't...
And often you have to understand that a joke... is often the target of the joke and the subject matter of the joke are different. So if there is a joke that uses a sexist subject matter, the joke is often at the expense of the sexist person. It's on the side of equality. Otherwise, it wouldn't be funny if it was just a horrible sexist joke.
If it was
joke.
A statement about, yeah, you know...
It wouldn't be a joke then, would it? Just be a statement of fact. The guy just be a sexist asshole. He might be playing a villain. That might be the comedy. I mean, I can't believe I have to... explain comedy to people nowadays. From now on, I'm going to use a lack of a sense of humour.
As a lack of intellect.
Yeah, a lack of a particular type of intelligence. Like, if somebody doesn't understand a joke...
Oh, no, honestly, I do not care. I do not care if you are a rocket scientist. If you don't have a sense of humour, I'm not interested. I can't be asked talking to you.
You can't say that. You can't say... Well, you can. You can say that, and then you can be offended, and I can decide... whether I give a shit or not. And that's how it goes, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and with the other side, ironically, the side that's supposed to be open-minded and, you know, all for equality, they're the ones who are acting like fascists by wanting to silence everybody. So at this point in time, I'm like, well, can I think if the guys with the machine guns sat down with the other guys and these left-wing guys said, well, what are you scared about? And the right-wing guys
This is honestly... It's too political. I'm not.
It's not political.
No.
It's actually the opposite of political. I'm telling you to leave politics aside because it's just dividing you, and sit down and say, "Well, what are you scared about?" Well, I'm scared of losing my job. Well, I understand that. What are you afraid of?
Three-legged shoes here.
Well, we'll keep him here. He's got three legs.
He's got three legs.
He's so only got three legs.
He gets a bit insecure.
He gets a bit insecure if everybody else gets stoked. And these guys say, well, I'm afraid of losing my job. What are you guys afraid of? Well, I'm afraid that I or somebody I love is going to get sick. And I think we can both sympathize with both sides. This side says, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to take my chances. You stay home because we don't want you to get sick. And then if this guy gets sick, you know not to come out. But if he doesn't...
Yeah, that's the only way. Well, all I can tell you is what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm personally erring on the side of better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm staying home and avoiding people. I have had open heart surgery and I do have heart disease, so I'm high risk. So I'm staying away from people as much as possible. But if people want to go out there and they want to risk it, go test the water for me. You go ahead, test the water. If none of you get sick, I'll see you on the beach and hopefully I'll see you at one of my shows in the near future.
But I mean, yeah, what are we going to do about the shows? What is going to happen there? What are the alternatives?
I don't know, because, you know, as we discussed, that watching these online festivals is getting pretty tired pretty quickly.
I mean, look, I take my hat off to a lot of the people, because what you don't understand at home is even for us to live stream,
Yeah, we're
not able really to make any money right now. We have an EP.
We also don't want it. We don't want to earn money. We know people are struggling right now, so it would be distasteful.
But even the EP came out.
Mm.
So we have a new EP out called Disco's Not Dead. If you can, go to Spotify or iTunes or wherever you stream and stream it for us, because it does help get the music out there. Ordinarily, the music itself, which we're proud of, is good, but it needs a catalyst. So you'd need to do a tour to play that music and to spread that music, to get the music out there. You'd need to get that music into the hands of other DJs so they play it at all the festivals and all the... to get the music out
there. Right, with dance records, right.
Even for us, we've had to spend money to set all this up.
Yeah.
There's no income. It's all just outgoing. So you have to spend money on equipment and CDJs.
And I assume a lot of these live festivals, they're not charging people.
I don't think they are. And some of them are pretty well produced. I mean, they're doing the best. You know what I mean? And so I'm assuming...
No, but I'm just like, me watching some guy DJ in his bedroom who's not really a DJ, you know, he's just... And me watching some DJ stream live at some festival who's having to stream from his bedroom... It's the same
Yeah,
thing.
There's not much difference. I mean, a lot of
I'm into music. I've never been a fan of DJs, though. I'm a fan of music. I couldn't
A care. Lot of the big guys have tried. They're really trying to add a different experience, but it's very, very two-dimensional, isn't it? There's something lacking, because our argument's always been...
It's not just about the music, is it? If it was just about the music, I'd stay the fuck home and listen to music. It's about the scene. It's about seeing your friends. For us, house music is about how it's inclusive to everybody. Gay, straight, black, white, rich, poor, everybody's welcome. That's why I'm into house music. Of course I love the music. Of course I do. Personally, I do stay home and listen to it most of my life, but... When I go out, I do enjoy the scene as well. I do enjoy looking at different people's outfits, experiencing different cultures, meeting. So it's not just about the fucking music.
Yeah, I'm always suspicious of those guys who say it's just about the music.
Yeah, but you don't even listen to the music.
Yeah, you're a douchebag, mate. You're probably out just trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Because realistically, unless we're performing or in a venue for business, we are probably just home listening to the music. It really
or in the studio making it.
Yeah, it's just about the music. But still, when we go out, no, it's not just about the music. There's a whole experience. There's
when you go to a festival, it's not just about the music, is it? You bounce from stage to stage, you hang out with your friends, you all get your outfits planned, you drink, you party, whatever the hell you do. It's not just about the music.
There's lighting, there's production, there's shows. It's not just the music. Come on. I mean, the music is the core key element. It may be by far the most important element, but it's not the only.
It's just
element.
That we had an issue with people in the music industry telling me and Mark that we thought, you know, we should, it's just about the music.
Well, we have an issue, like we'll do a show, 3,500 people, sold out show on the Saturday, and then on the Monday we'll go to some underground show
and some dickhead in a techno club with two people in there saying, yeah, but this is about the music, you're not about the music.
Yeah, yeah, but everybody, yeah, there's 20 people here, but all 20 of these people are here for the music. Well, first of all, mate, I feel like I'm in a fucking ghost train.
First of all, you're all on drugs.
Yeah, first of all, you're on drugs. First of all, it's not about the music, it's about the drugs. No, no, it's not about the drugs, it's about the music. Are you on drugs? Well, yeah, but that's not the point. Yeah, it is the point, mate. Yeah, it fucking is.
You're all on drugs.
Hey, this is not good music. It's good drugs, because this music is shit.
That actually happened to us. He's telling you about a story that happened to us. We go to a techno club, which I fucking love techno, but we went to a techno club and we had them say...
It was that particular sleepy, pretentious, repetitive...
118 BPM. Jesus Christ, it felt like I should be having a deep bath.
I could walk over there to my keyboard right now and make his entire set real time. It's just a kick drum and a snare.
And the guy said, yeah, but we're just about the music. You guys aren't just about the music. You're fucking right. I'm not just about the music.
Well, wait a minute. There's 20 people in this club and it holds 1,000.
And they're all on drugs.
We put 3,500 through the doors of a club that holds 2,000 on Saturday night.
I reckon
you could have pulled 20 of them.
I think some of them are there for the music. You know what I mean? I'm not up there. I'm not a stripper, am I? I think they're there to listen to the music. Anyway, what else have you been up to, Mark? Let's lighten it up a bit. What have you watched anything funny? Have you seen any crazy documentaries? I saw a thing in a magazine saying 50, it was for women, and it said 50 things to do in the bedroom with your man to make sex better. Just so you know, there's two things you can do with a man in bed. There's actually three, but that's only for wild people like me.
What's the third one?
The three holes, Mark.
Well, how did you say there was only two?
Well, I'm saying your third one. You know, some people don't like it, so I shouldn't count it.
Well, I mean, it's not my thing, but
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not your thing, but, you know, we're not...
As long as the gentleman's very ginger with me, I'll let him do it.
As long as he's gentle and respects me, I'll let him do what he wants. Yeah, but one of those was take the guy's penis and with the palm of your hand, smack it.
Like an instant loss of erection.
Yeah.
Where did you read that?
It's like Cosmo or something like that. Have you ever been in bed with a girl?
Oh, so one of those men's mags that you read then.
It's Cosmo, and I don't remember why I was reading it. I just bought it. it's just weird. I was just reading that, you know.
No, I haven't. I mean, it's hard to have stories to tell right now, although I feel like there are quite a lot of stories to tell, in a sense, because you can go as deep as you want into this.
Into what?
Quarantine and everything that goes with it and what it's done to society.
In a way, we don't want to talk about quarantine, but in another way, it's like, yeah, I mean, well, I've seen the elephant in the room, isn't it?
I've seen that on a lot of podcasts where they say, let's just get the quarantine thing out the way. I don't want to talk about it. And I'm thinking, I want to hear you talk about it. I want to hear your sides. And as you can hear, our side is...
No side.
No side.
Let's facts. That's all I want, facts. And I'd like him, not just Dr. Fauci. I will listen to him, however. He does seem like an intelligent man.
Well, I'm the type of person who watches Plandemic and takes into consideration everything it says. Mm. And then I'll watch the...
Wait, Plandemic, just so you know, Plandemic was a documentary that was pulled down from YouTube for some reason.
For fascism.
And all it basically said was that during the AIDS crisis, and if you guys don't know anything about this, during the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, there were drugs and medications that would help HIV and AIDS, people who contracted HIV and AIDS, live a bit longer. And
like now, when it's not such a big deal, back then it was literally a death sentence and quite a quick one, and they held drugs off
the market until they could monetize them.
Until they could get a patent on it.
Until they could get a patent on it to monetize them. I mean, they were letting people die because they wanted money. And that's all it says. Plandemic is not about saying that coronavirus isn't real. And I've got friends who are going, oh, why are you watching this Plandemic stuff? It's crazy. I'm sick of your conspiracy theories. I'm like, did you watch it? And they're like, I haven't got 25 minutes of my time to waste on this. Well, watch it.
Well, let's have a heated debate about a subject matter in which you know nothing of.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of my friends will be like, well, I'm going to debunk this sort of YouTube video that I haven't watched with an article that I haven't read that didn't hit on or debunk any of the pertinent information from what
if
I could see.
If you've watched it and you disagree with me, it's like I had an argument with some Michael Jackson fans, quite big arguments with the whole Michael Jackson is a paedophile.
He did it, he was.
He is, he's a massive boy hungry paedophile.
We know that, everybody knows that.
Okay, that guy smelt way too much a little boy booty when he went to his, he's not, he just likes to hang out with children, man.
And sleep in the same bed as them.
Yeah, but those children always happen to be male, of a certain age and white.
And kind of cute for little kids. Ugly kids, not fat kids, girls, and all. Little boys.
Just little boys, not girls.
It's, by the way, this is not my endorsement of Plandemic. I'm happy to watch the debunking videos and read the debunking articles.
And if you've got some information that would tell me that something with Michael Jackson isn't fishy, but I tried to debate with a Michael Jackson fan.
How did we get onto Michael Jackson? Because it's funnier. Yeah, it's a metaphor.
Because it's hilarious. No, because it was me having an argument with somebody. Said, did you watch that documentary where those two guys came along and said,
compelling.
Oh yeah, you know, they'd been abused by him. And the two boys didn't know him.
Yeah.
They had exactly the same story. Their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters all had the same exact story. Seemed pretty plausible to me. Yeah, I've got a Michael Jackson fan saying it's bullshit and they're liars. That's victim blaming. Have you watched it? No, I've not watched it. Well, what the fuck? Go and watch it. If you watch it and you talk to me, I will listen to your opinion. But until you've watched it, shut the fuck up.
And that's what's driving me nuts, Alistair, is the fact that everybody thinks they know. Unless you are an epidemiologist, and even then, you don't know, because there's not enough science for anybody to know what the fuck is going on right now. Nobody knows. Some people
might. They don't even seem to be mentioning.
Some people might, according to the conspiracy theorists, the lizard people that rule over us or whatever, however far down that wormhole you want to go. But realistically, none of us know. I don't know. And you don't know. If you're at home right now in a hazmat suit, terrified, telling everybody not to go out because you're sure this is the end of mankind as we know it, you might be right, but you don't know. If you're outside of a government building wearing a
flat jacket,
kid on from the costume store, military garb.
You got all your military training from watching Arnold Schwarzenegger movies from the 80s.
Yeah.
And the American Sniper.
Yeah.
You might want to, you know,
and you're standing outside,
lower your voice.
And you're standing outside a government building saying it's a complete conspiracy and doesn't even exist. You might be right, but you don't know. Neither of you know. So why don't we just go from the premise that we don't know and get all the information from both sides, and then we'll get to the truth and maybe a solution.
And stop shouting at each other.
Yeah. But I guess all we really wanted to... What did we want to say with this podcast about our industry?
Well, that's what we wanted to say. Basically, that was all we can say about it, our jobs aren't coming back like yours are. Many jobs will start coming back. The car dealerships are opening. You know, I've got a couple of fancy cars out there that they're going to want money for, and
Are those car dealerships not opening?
They can have them back. Fuck it. You'll see me in the 1996 truck driving around.
On a salvage title.
I don't need the fancy cars. I'll get them when business starts again. They're cool. I like them. Or I might keep them. Who knows?
You cannot get laid without those fancy cars.
I can. Well, not just... I can when I'm DJing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but actually, I'm not DJing. Yeah, you're right. I'm not getting laid.
No,
I am
definitely
not getting laid. I mean, what have I got going for me now?
Not even any ducats to mention. Right?
No money, nothing. I mean, I got some money.
You could argue that we're supposed to be kind of funny, but they don't find it so funny when they see it.
They don't find it so funny when you're not earning hundreds of thousands of dollars, do you?
I don't think that's very funny.
They find me a lot funnier. This personality needs a certain amount of success. You know, that low-level fame that we have, Mike, you know, where we're famous for like 5 minutes before our show and 5 minutes after our show.
In a block.
Yeah.
The kind of fame where somebody will recognise you and they'll be moving house and they'll be like, whoa, are you one of the EC twins? And I'll be like, yeah. And they'll be like, can you grab the other side of this couch?
You at Coachella, grab the other side of the couch.
You know, you wouldn't say that to Justin Bieber. Well, you wouldn't say that to Brad Pitt, would you, or Lady Gaga? With me, they're like, oh, you're one of the EC twins. Yeah, can you... just grab the other side of that. It's the kind of
karaoke famous. We're like the karaoke famous, Mark.
But yeah, I guess I just wanted to give a shout out for our industry and say we're here and don't get frustrated if we try to find solutions for a way back.
Stop shouting at everybody. Let's just talk, even if we have different views. A lot of people have different views than us, and share them with us. Do you know what I mean? And it's pretty obvious where we are kind of socially, you know. We're open, we're not into racism or homophobia or any of that nonsense. Just, you may as well turn this podcast off.
If you sat at home with a white pillowcase on your head right now,
you may as well turn off. Yeah,
yeah, waving a swastika or a Confederate flag, I think you came to the wrong place, probably.
Yeah, we're not into that. We're open-minded people who, you know, care about other people. But if you do have a different opinion than me and you've got some facts you'd like to share, please share them. And if you do feel the same way as me socially, but you think I should stay locked in my house, then give me some facts. Don't just tell me I'm an idiot who's going to die if I, you know, so much as step foot out the door. Trust me, again, I've had heart surgery. I'm high level. I'm not going to go out there and risk my life like an idiot. And I'm not going to risk your lives either. I'm not selfish like that. But give me if you're going to tell me I'm an idiot for going outside, give me a fact.
But at the same time, if you
don't be the guy who saw me on my bicycle the other day and lectured me for 15 minutes why I shouldn't be on my bicycle because I'm the guy who's going to kill all of humanity.
That guy with about six kids.
He's got six kids to about six different women. He can't keep his dick in his pants. His pull-out game is weak. And he's driving around in a car with a mask on. That's like me walking around the house on my own with a condom on.
Hypocrite.
He's got six kids. He's done way more damage to this planet than I could ever do. I don't have any children and I don't intend to either. You don't need any more of these around. Two is quite enough. Let's end the podcast and our legacy here, Mark.
Yeah.
No more children from this bloodline, please.
But if you can, subscribe and like. It really makes a difference. We're not promoting this podcast through our networks right now. Just really those who turn up, watch it and try to do it and grow it organically with people who have a twisted sense of humour to ours and some kind of a hope moral compass that aligns with ours.
Yeah, and we'll talk about music. I'm going to do one. I'm still a little bit weighty, so are you, but I've lost 25 pounds. You've lost 25 pounds. We're going down.
I lost about 27 and then put about another 4 on recently.
So we're going to do a video about how we gained weight and I've got the pictures to prove it's pretty awesome and how we've lost weight, but right now I'm still losing. So when I finally lose it, I'll do a good video about that. I'll get to fat shame myself.
To give you the short story, heroin. No, it's not heroin. All right, but crack. Hit like, hit subscribe, and we'll see you next time, guys.